USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is making moves to get soaring gas prices down. Speaking from the White House, Biden's authorizing a massive release from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Biden's saying an average of 1 million barrels of oil will be put on the U.S. market each day for 6 months. The president also has a message for oil producers.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing.
A student at a South Carolina school is dead after being shot by a fellow student. The murder taking place at Tanglewood Middle School on Thursday. The family of the 12-year-old boy releasing a statement confirming his death. The student who allegedly shot him has been arrested. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
That was an out-of-body experience.
Gary Lay, an engineer, describing the feeling of being on Jeff Bezos' most recent Blue Origin spaceflight. Blue Origin Spaceflight Services conducting its fourth passenger spaceflight Thursday with the engineer Lay and five other passengers. Negotiations on additional COVID funding are taking place in the Senate.
The gap has been narrowed greatly, and we're intent on working with Republicans to cross the finish line.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting Democrats want to authorize more money than Republicans. He called it urgent funding to extend COVID services and treatments. Schumer warning the United States can't get caught flat-footed if there's another deadly COVID variant surge, and reminding everyone,
but we need to reach 60 votes to get something passed through the Senate, and so we're going to push as hard as we can.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Russia claimed during diplomatic talks that they would ease their military force around Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv. However, United States officials say that is not actually happening. This as White House officials say that Russian advisors are misleading Russian President Vladimir Putin about their military progress in Ukraine. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he does not believe that's the case.
I don't think Vladimir Putin is left in the dark. He can see what the rest of the world can see with his own two eyes. His plan to immediately seize Kyiv and topple the Ukrainian government in 2 or 3 days last month was spoiled.
Former President Donald Trump is saying thanks but no thanks when it comes to being Speaker of the House.
During a TV interview on America's Voice, Amanda Head and John Solomon spoke to former President Trump on their show, Just the News, Not Noise. He was asked how he felt about Matt Gaetz, saying he should be nominated for Speaker of the House.
No, I think that it's not something I wanted. A lot of people bring it up. It's brought up all the time. No, it's not something I want to do. I want to look at what's happening, and then we're going to be doing something else. No, it's not something I would be interested in.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The top prize in Saturday's Powerball jackpot is $222 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.